ABC Radio Australia.
Stigma and discrimination, sometimes from their own families, can mean many people with disabilities in the Pacific don't find the support they need. But a group of Pacific advocates meeting in Canberra this week are working to change that by sharing experiences and challenging stereotypes. That includes Marcelina Luta from the Deaf Association of Samoa, who says there's been an increase in violence and discrimination towards people with disabilities in the Pacific.
Women with disability and children, like the main issue that they face is violence. They face a lot of violence, not only their families, the community. The data that we were able to collect, we see the increase of violence and discrimination of women and children with disability. So we were able to provide awareness, to provide program to make sure that women and girls with disability are not face violence and discriminated in their families.
When you presented this to the Minister, Pat Conroy, was he able to shed light on ways that Australia might be able to help? And if so, what did he say?
He is happy to support. She will go and look how can the Australian government support our Pacific disability community.
And how would you like to see that support? Would you like to see Australia donate money, or would you like to see Australia maybe send over some disability workers or social workers? In what form would you like to see that support take shape?
For our understanding, like the financial is there, but we just need that partnership to keep going. And for us, our Samoan island, some of the priorities that we are willing needs Australian support is our education system for children with disability. We want more of that happening, and we want our education sector to be inclusive for children with disability.
So that might mean things like more special schools or more specialised teachers to be able to engage kids with disabilities at schools and things like that. Is that sort of the kind of thing you're asking for?
Yes, not only specialists for teaching children with disability, but even the resources and things to support children with disability in school, that will be good too when we have that.
I read 45% of the world's children with disabilities actually come out of the Indo-Pacific region, but there's quite limited data on the challenges they face. Why is that? Do you happen to know why?
Yeah, because sometimes people, they don't like, especially when it comes to children, they don't recognize, they don't want to. Like, it's the pride of the parents. Sometimes they don't want to come out and show that their daughter or their sons have a disability. So that data won't be being recorded, because the parents have a limit of understanding of where to support their children when they have a disability.
Yeah, it's a shame a little bit of that stigma exists. I guess, you know, you're someone, you're a great example of somebody who can do really good things despite having a disability. You're deaf, as our listeners understand. What kind of things can kids and women and anyone with disabilities achieve if they are empowered and if they do have that support?
Yes, exactly. Calling that on that question, I say myself as an example. I only received the support, and my family was able to support me, find the right support when I was 13 years old. Since when I was a kid, I don't have any support in school, and I learned nothing, and I always failed all my primary level when I was a kid. So that time, like, I didn't understand, like, I didn't know how to read, how to write since when I was 13. So that experience gave me the courage to keep advocate, not only for the families, for the government, for our community, to be aware of the people that around you. If you know someone there that you need the support, you just need to look for help. There's always support around, especially for people with disability. We come from small islands. Everyone knows everyone. And our organizations is willing to support people with disability. So this is the work that I've been doing. Hopefully it will make more awareness, more understanding for families of people, of children with disability, to come out and look for support, because children with disability are always left out, and we have to invest more for these children, because when they are older, they will be able to help their family back again.